Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
We love our city. Go 92.5.
Oh, look, there's not that there's ever a bad podcast to download and listen to, but far out, this is a good one. You picked a good one.
Yeah, well, interesting that it says, we love our city. I did. But I got a letter, and I'll read it out a little later on, from a lady by the name of Karen about this.
Oh.
We don't know Karen, but from the Palmy Fest, she's not happy with me wanting, or with us, wanting to put Palmies at the Palmy Fest. She's saying, just leave Palm Beach and the Palmy Fest alone.
She's a bit defensive, Peter, because you have slagged off the southern end, my end, quite a bit.
Anyway,
it's a good thing you're doing, though, at the Palmy Fest.
I think it is. Oh, hey. We don't know if it's going to go ahead now.
Well, those that live at Christine Ave, Cassowary Drive, Burley Waters, the Gold Coast Highway, Main Beach, Marine Parade at Southport, or, geez, my favourite place I'd want to live, right where the KFC is, I'm in Jumble Drive in the Tweed. They are the magpie hotspots. Those winged demons. They're everywhere at the moment. That's right. They're paranoid. They think we're all going to kill their young. And so we want to ask about those hotspots that you know, or even the tips and tricks of how to shoo these nasty birds away.
Yeah, magpie season. Rabbit season, magpie season. Also,
what? It's palmy season.
Yeah, my daughter's turned 18 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And, well, she tried to hide something from me, being her 18th, and it didn't work. So we want to ask, what did you hide from your parents when you were growing up, and how long did it take them to find out?
Oh.
Big podcast. Let's get into it. It starts now.
Just be careful, though, if you're going out for a stroll or even a bike ride, because it's swooping season.
The winged demons. And understandably, they're protecting their bubbas, but they're extremely paranoid. They think everyone wants to kill their newborn. Mm. Look, the hot spots, we've got Christine Ave, Cassowary Drive through Burley Waters, Gold Coast Highway through Main Beach, Marine Parade Southport, specifically the KFC on the Tweed there at Minjumble Drive. That is ridiculous. No, honestly, that thing is a devil. It is a demon. It is. And it goes from one side of the road to the other. You can just sit there and watch this thing.
It's so
sadistic.
Good.
And watch it swoop people.
Yeah, it's they are interesting to watch, but we are asking, you know, what are the other hotspots, or have you got any ideas? We know the zip ties. Are they the way to go on bike helmets? Greg, in Coomera, you've been swooped by a magpie. Have you got a tip for us?
Yes, man, I have, big time. Cambrian Mountain hang gliding.
And
you wouldn't believe it. But what happens when you fly off the ridge there, magpies come left and right of your elbows, and they sit about 3 feet behind your elbows. And when you turn around and look at them, they fall back about 3 or 4 feet. When you look ahead, they pick your elbows, and you end up with blood all over your elbows big time. And then to top it off, an eagle swoops you and rips the leading edge of your hang glider and hits you like a 10-ton truck. It's unbelievable. And that's what happens all the time. So if you see people hanging in those Cambrian Mountain, you'll see a little bunch of magpies rip out there and start pecking away. God, it's unbelievable.
Greg, wow. I've got to ask.
Not too many people hang on us at Cambrian Mountain, but you can see it as a spectator, that's for sure.
I've got to ask, have you thought about putting cable ties on your elbows?
Mate, you know what the best thing is? I thought of that too, but the best thing is blues. What you do is you get a big set of eyes and put on the back of your helmet. Forget the cable ties, because as soon as they know you're looking at them, they take off. And so if you put eyes on the back of your helmet, like big ones, yellow and black, whatever you want to make that up, they will not come near you because they think you're looking at them. Because every time I turn forward, they peck you. There you go. So there's a tip of the day.
Oh, there we go. We'll get tattoos on your elbows then.
Oh, that's the last place you want to be swooped when you're about 100 metres above land.
And imagine the funny bone. Bruce in Reedy Creek, you've got a tried and true method that apparently the girls used to do at school.
Yeah, they used to get all the old umbrellas from the dump, take the cloth off, and they just hold the umbrellas with just all the wire. And every now and again, they'd spin them. But the magpies, we used to have to walk through this graveyard. And we had this one magpie who used to swoop us. And that used to keep the magpies off them.
Wow.
There you go. Oh.
The umbrella frame.
I just do the umbrella, though.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah. Anyway,
still,
that's a great tip.
Great tip.
Thanks for that. And Daryl, in Clear Island Waters, you've been swooped by a magpie or got a tip?
Yeah, so we used to have one that swooped us outside property all the time. So we started feeding them. We now have a family living living and eating out of our hands.
Oh, do you love it though?
Yeah, I love it. So when I walk out in the morning, I have to take food with me because they come to my front door and start begging for food.
I know. There we go. The creature's a habit too. I bet you on the knocker.
Yeah.
What time?
Oh, absolutely. On the knock every time, 6 o'clock in the morning when I get out the front door to let the dogs out for a weather. They come and, yeah, they come and sit on the fence. And when the dogs are inside, then they come and actually literally eat out of my hand.
That's amazing. What do you feed them?
Nice.
Oh, just some premium mince.
Yeah.
Dear beef mince.
A few cyclists and helmets.
I'm actually a cyclist myself, and they don't attack me anymore. They actually see me arriving on the bike, and they're waiting. They're waiting for me to come out.
Oh,
and get
yeah, they're awesome. Like, there's the meat man.
It's not all rosy in your world, Spider.
No. Okay. Yes. No. I did a spray the other day about the Palmy Fest not having Palmies there, chicken Parmesans.
Very okay, aware, and very aware.
In Palm Beach.
In Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought that we were able to put some Palmies at the Palmy Fest. And then I did a street talk. Everyone was behind it.
Yes.
And then I get a letter yesterday. And I don't know. You tell me what you make of this. Dear Spider, spelt with an E-R. I spelt with an A. But anyway, that's irrelevant.
Oh, wow.
My name is Karen. And I've been a resident of Palm Beach for some 42 years. I attended Palm Beach Currumbin State High School, of which I am now on the P and C committee,
mm-hmm.
and am proud to speak up for the community on matters I believe in.
Right.
I'm sick to death. That's what she's written. I am sick to death of outsiders trying to interfere with affairs concerning our neighbourhood and our neighbourhood alone.
Uh-oh.
I feel I speak for everyone when I say I know Palm Beach better than you. And what locals want.
Ooh.
This, and this is underlined, ridiculous notion of turning Palmy Fest into a festival of Parmigianas is nothing more than a cheap radio stunt. It is fine the way it is. Please only involve yourself in matters concerning Broadbeach in the future. Sincerely, not even yours sincerely, just sincerely, Karen.
Ooh.
What do you make of that?
You've been sprayed by Karen.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm flat.
Look.
I'm upset. No, because think about it. Like, I did a street talk down there,
yes.
and everyone said they wanted it. So this is one lady, Karen, who's, yes, a local, but I'm only trying to make it better.
One person has brought down bigger things than this.
Yeah. It only takes one drop to create an ocean.
No.
No, listen.
What do you take from it? What
okay.
do you make of it?
All right. What I take from it. Being a resident of that local area, being a Southern Belle, the Southern Gold Coast is my place. It always has been. I think what I get is what Karen is saying is, yes, you normally point the finger down us down south and call us whatever. Hey, you've asked for my opinion. You call us all kinds of names and hipsters and whatever and wannabes and blah, blah, blah. She's taken offence to that. And then all of a sudden now you want to be the champion of Palm Beach. However, on the flip side, I think what you're doing is a great idea and inadvertently bringing attention to a really good festival called the Palmy Fest.
And look, it's not my festival. I don't want it to be our festival or my festival. All I wanted was Palmies at the Palmy Fest.
I know.
So,
you're a simple man, and I think that's what Karen forgets.
So what do we do?
Okay, is this just one person? Or
that's exactly right.
Is there a groundswell of support?
I don't even know what a P&C committee is, to be honest, but
Don't make up what you might think it is.
Yes.
Okay. But, yeah,
okay.
Like, whatever. I've got that change.org. There's how many signatures have we got saying they want it? So we've got what?
47, I think. 46.
Okay, we've got 47 people saying they want it, one person saying they don't. But then she's saying that the wider community.
Yeah, and it's hard because she's in the PNC committee. So, look.
You know what I reckon?
What?
What I reckon is, now I don't know Karen, I suppose we can chase Karen down. She's left her number here. But I reckon if I can get 100 people on that petition.
100's not really.
Well, give me 500. I'll get 500 people signing that petition to say they want Palmies here against one letter from Karen, and I reckon I should deserve to have Palmies at the Palmy Fest. If I get to 500. If not, okay, Karen, do whatever you want. But people are talking. We've already got 45 without even trying.
Okay, well, we better mention it then.
Well, we better try then.
Palmy, is it Palmy for Palmy?
Change.org.
Yes. We'll put the link on our Facebook page as well so you can find it.
Do you think that's... I think that's fair. If I get 500.
All right, 500. Okay. No, fair call. Like we say, you are the new Mahatma Gandhi of the Southern Coast. Right. Bigger change you want to see in the world, change.org.
I'm going to prove Karen wrong.
Palmies for Palmy.
We need 500 signatures or we're pulling the pin because Karen's done it for us. Real done. Please help. Please help. Big one for you yesterday, Spider.
Well, interesting.
Really?
Yeah, it was my daughter's 18th yesterday, so I'm down in Melbourne. I went and caught up with her before she went out for dinner with her mum and her mum's partner and their side of the family. So I just caught up and took her present and that down to her from myself and Boston and Cherie. And I sit down and, I'm not affectionate anyway. So I'm not a cuddler, you know that. Even with my own children, I know it's weird, but I'm not a big
cuddler.
I know
it's weird, but we know you're not. Absolutely not. You cringe.
Yeah. So we sit down there and we get a drink each and we're just chatting away. And, it was a nice day in Melbourne, 14 degrees. The sun was out, so it was okay. But the sun's out, which is the main thing.
Okay.
And she had a long sleeve kind of T-shirt on, and I could hear this rustling, and I'm going, "What's that rustling?" She goes, "No, what? Nothing." I'm going, "No, there's like, is there?" I'm looking around, nothing there, and I said, "How come you got a long sleeve top on?" She goes, "No, it's a bit chilly. I've been, I said, "No, rustling, long sleeve top." I said, "No,
what?
What's on your sleeve? What's on your arm?
What do you mean?"
She had a tattoo. So,
oh no,
within probably 17 hours, not even that, probably about 13 hours of being 18, she's gone straight into the tattoo shop and got a tattoo and tried to hide it from somebody who's got tattoos.
Yeah, but hang on, I know, that's the hard bit. You're covered in some very interesting, weird, tribal looking stuff, but it means a lot to you.
Well, the word, it means so much. My eldest daughter brought her the voucher, and which is the worst thing. But she tried to hide it. I'm going, "Nay, why'd you try and hide it?" And she goes, "Because I know Sheree is going to go off."
Oh, your wife absolutely hates them.
Yeah. She goes, "Sheree is going to go off. So I didn't want to tell you because I know you're going to tell Sheree."
Oh, wow.
And then Sheree's going to ring me and go off. And I've only just got it and I love it.
Okay. What is it? Do you know? Did you have a good look or you were just like, "I don't want to"?
No, it's all wrapped in plastic.
Oh.
So I didn't see anything anyway.
This has taken on a life of its own, hasn't it, Spider?
No, I did a spray about the Palmy Fest not having a Palmy, a chicken palmer there. And the Palmy Fest has been around for a few years. But I sit there and say, you know what, it needs a Palmy. And it was a bit of a spray. But then I thought, you know what, it would be good. And then Karen has written in, I don't know Karen, she's just written in from the Palm Beach Currumbin State School. Now, I've got nothing against Karen, but she says for me, "I feel," this is what she wrote in a letter, "I feel I speak for everyone when I say I know Palm Beach better than you and what the locals want. This ridiculous notion of turning Palmy Fest into a festival of Parmigianas is nothing more than a cheap radio stunt." Now, I'm only trying to do, I think, the Palmy Fest a favour.
Look, I love it. I love the fact that you want Palmies at Palmy. I think that's great. But I think Karen's going off the fact that you trash the southern end all the time.
Oh, she's on some PNC committee. I don't know what that is.
Yes, don't even guess. But it's going off. There's a few people aren't on Karen's side, that's for sure. Spider, I signed the petition. I support the Palmy for Palmy. Also, Spider, I think this Karen person is one of them disgruntled militant vegan types. Don't fret, mate. All good. Yeah. You are very much loved and respected everywhere at the Gold Coast. Fake news, she's saying.
Yeah, well, hopefully it is because I knew it was 100, but, I've been... Change.org, I've been doing a petition, and I said after reading that this morning, I want to get to 500 to prove Karen wrong.
All right.
Well, can we go to the tally room then? We've got an update. How are we going? Since Spider has...
No.
All right, the numbers are rising. 56.
56.
Wait, 57? 57 and counting.
57.
Okay. 57, Peter. That's good.
But, yeah, well, we started off with 47.
You said you wanted to get 500. So
500.
Have you set the goal a little too high to prove Karen wrong?
Well, 100, I think we'll get 100 easy. Let's prove Karen absolutely wrong because, look, I appreciate her letter and her concern, but if 500 locals want Palm and Jana's at the Palmy Fest, you've got to have them.
Change.org, Palmy for Palmies, look that up. It's actually really easy to do. If I can do it, anyone can
do it. Take you 2 seconds. And I'll tell you what, we need to drum up some more support. Spider, you were incensed since we received that letter from Karen. So
I was. So, you know what? I was that furious about this. And I know there's a couple of ads going around and a lamb ad comes to mind. But I did my own ad to make sure and to put Karen at ease, saying, you know what? We are passionate about this and we are passionate about the Southern End and we want Palmy still at the Palmy Fest. And I want to be able to convince Karen that she's wrong.
So you've done like a Sam Kekovich style Australia Day ad.
You tell me what you reckon.
There's nothing worse than being un-Australian. And I'm sickened by the creeping tide of un-Australianism creeping onto our shores. What's more Australian than a palmy at a palmy fest? Un-Australianism is everywhere. Like hipsters wearing their felt hats, drinking Aperol spritzers or whatever they are in craft beer, buying smashed avo on toast for $20, wearing a t-shirt with a band name from the 70s, and they've never listened to one song. Sadly, the scourge of un-Australianism has infected our festivals. The dietary requirements of a real Aussie should consist of a pot and a palmy. But our dull, bludging vegan mates who are breaking into farms to free the chickens and supergluing themselves to main arterials with taste buds as exotic as cardboard. Do you think the diggers in the trenches fought for quinoa and kombucha? It's absolute disgrace. The diggers were thinking of eating a chook the size of a splayed and battered Clive Palmer, topped with sauce, pig and cheese. So the message is clear. Roll out the palmies at the Palmy Fest. Chuck a sprig of lettuce on the side if it makes you feel healthier. So don't be un-Australian. Serve palmy at the Palmy Fest. You know what makes sense. I'm Spider Everett.
Wow.
All I can say is change.org, palmy for palmy fist. Let's get to 500 and say Karen who.
Okay, so palmies for palmy. P-A-R-M-I-E-S. I know it's confusing. For palmy, P-A-L-M-Y. Palmies for palmy. Sign it if you want to stick it to any Karen in the world. All the Karens in the world.
Don't be un-Australian.
This made me very emotional.
I know.
It's very rousing. Goosebumps. It's beautiful, Peter.
And thank you.
On that note, we need to get out of here before we get any more letters from Karen.
Yes, we do.
Have a great Wednesday.
Bob on now.
We'll see you then.